Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. A Nigerian court has sentenced a Chinese businessman to death after being found guilty of murdering his girlfriend, Umu Sani, in 2022. Frank Geng Kwarong was discovered in her room after stabbing her several times there. Now, death sentences are rarely carried out in Nigeria, but he has 90 days to appeal against the verdict. What exactly happened in court? Let's hear from our colleague who is right there in court.
Okay, my name is Lubaba Chigaruba, media court of Kalyan Kano. Aside by the court as a judgment day for the murder case of Chinese man who allegedly killed his girlfriend Umu Kostum Sani sometime in September 2022. Mm-hmm. The court started by as usual. Mm-hmm. The judge he read his judgment by reading all the court proceedings right from the day the defendant was prosecuted up to the day of judgment.
Okay. That was Lubaba Tsigaba, Media Trust correspondent in Kano. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now. Episode, we're looking at the death sentence of Frank Geng Kwarong, who murdered his girlfriend in 2022. Before we went on break, our colleague who was in court told us what exactly happened. Would there be any diplomatic restrictions whatsoever for having a Chinese sentenced to death, for having a Chinese man sentenced to death in Nigeria? A legal practitioner educates us.
Abba Hikima is my name. I'm a lawyer in Kano. Well, I will start by saying this is a very welcome development in Nigeria and in the world, because every time justice is done or every time justice is delivered and served, it is not just for the families of the victims, it is not for the state, it is for the entire world. Justice has been done in this case because this is one very sensational case, if you can remember. After the news of the death of Omita was broken, the entire Nigeria, and in fact even the international community, carried the news that a certain young lady was murdered by her boyfriend, and then she was murdered in cold blood, and then he was arrested at the scene of the crime. So this is what is expected. He has killed her. He has murdered her. Justice only requires that he should also face the same fate as his deceased girlfriend. So this is a very welcome development, and it is what every legal mind expected the court to do. So the court has to be lauded by this judgment.
All right, but would a Chinese man be killed on Nigerian soil? He's a foreigner.
Being him a foreigner does not exempt him from being punished or from being sentenced according to the Nigerian law. Mm. Before he entered into the Nigerian land from Chinese, he must have applied for a visa, and the terms of that visa and all the international covenants that we have in Nigeria, it is the same everywhere, that if you enter any country, you are directly subjecting yourself to the laws of that country. So before the Chinese man lawfully entered into the Nigerian land, he must have directly submitted himself to the Nigerian laws, and Nigerian laws, especially the ones of Kano State, which is the penal code law of Kano State, the punishment of killing somebody in a manner which Omita was killed by the convicts, by the Chinese man, the punishment is that that person should also be killed by hanging, just as the court pronounced his sentence earlier this morning.
Okay, but at this point in time, would he appeal or would justice be served?
Well, I expect him to appeal. It is expected that everyone who is sentenced to death naturally would want to, you know, appeal that conviction and that sentence. It is expected. And the law is that he doesn't even have to apply for what we call stay of execution. You know, in law, generally, when you are sentenced or when you're convicted, your sentence is supposed to begin immediately. Mm. But in the case of death, where somebody has been sentenced to death, the law says that he should not be executed until the time allowed for him to appeal has been exhausted. In this case, it is 90 days. He has 90 days to appeal. So the law says that he cannot be executed until after 90 days has passed and there is no appeal. This is on one part. And then traditionally, if you look at it, you would see that Nigerian governors who have to sign a death warrant, because now that he has been sentenced, the judge is required to sign what we call death certificate and death warrant. Now, that warrant will have to be signed by the governor of Kano State before it could be executed and applied. So I think it has to do with international pressure on Nigeria, because there is a worldwide campaign right now to abrogate the entire death sentence world over. So I understand Nigerian politicians are dancing to that tune, and that is why I think, if you can look at it now, for a very long time, almost since the inception of the Fourth Republic in Nigeria, almost no one has been, you know,
executed.
Even though courts are given verdicts every day and sentencing people to death by hanging or by all sort of ways allowed by the law.
Oh, okay. So is there any diplomatic restriction that might hold back the execution if it were to take place?
There is no, like I said, so many factors count against the Chinese man right now. Number one, he has submitted himself to Nigeria by entering into Nigeria via his visa. Number two, the doctrine of equality before the law is a principle, and it applies, suggests that he should be treated equally. All privileges, all rights that are given to Nigerians, he has to be given that same right. Mm. But then at the same time, every punishment that every Nigerian is liable to undergo, he is also liable to undergo that same punishment. So if this Chinese man were to go for maybe to court and seek to enforce his fundamental rights, he will be addressed and treated like every other Nigerian. That is a privilege. Now that he has committed a crime, he has to face it. He has to carry his cross. That is the law. And this is not just a Nigerian law. It is the law everywhere. There is no diplomatic arrangement that can stop anybody from facing, you know, Nigerian. Of course, they may want to just do it for diplomatic reasons, but it's not the requirement of the law that says that. And that is why every time Nigerians abroad commit crimes, you know, you see Nigerians being executed. Maybe they may just want to, you know, notify the embassy for the purpose of diplomatic relationship, but it is not a strict requirement of law that must be obeyed, or that failure to obey that kind of diplomatic action will vitiate, you know, cannot vitiate the judgment or sentence in any way.
That was Barrister Abba Hikima, a legal practitioner, speaking. God bless Nigeria. That wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.